Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Monday, October 20th, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Twitter has announced a new feature called Audio Card and allows users to play podcasts and music and other audio tracks right from their timeline, and this happens on both iOS and Android devices. The social media company also announced it teamed up with Apple to let users listen to music from selected iTunes artists and buy music directly from the iTunes store. How Audio Card works? Pretty simple. All you got to do is have a single tab that lets you discover and listen to audio directly in your timeline. You can also dock the Audio Card, and you can keep listening as you continue to browse through the Twitter app. Twitter went on to say that they're just beginning to test the Audio Card and make it available to more partners and creators in the future. Oh yes, Audio Card. It's iTunes and Twitter and what Ping couldn't do. Onto a little bit of semi-serious news now anyways. Ebola, yeah, it's kind of on all of our minds. It's getting a little scary, isn't it? A little bit. Those brave men and women that are going down there to help fight the outbreak unfortunately sometimes become one of its victims. So scientists are actually considering sending in robots to help contain the virus. What the robots are going to be trained to do is disinfect areas and deliver supplies. However, one catch to this thing, though. Rather than build robots from scratch, the teams just want to modify existing machines. They're hoping that if all goes well, the researchers will have robots providing safer care within a matter of weeks. Google has rolled out its Nexus player. However, though, when people wanted to order it, they couldn't yet because it didn't have FCC approval. Well, lo and behold, ding, just like that, it does now. The Nexus player, which is basically a rival to Apple's TV, is supposed to be rolling out on November 3rd. It looks like Google's still trying to hit that date. They were waiting for FCC approval, but now that they've got it, shipping date should be right on cue, according to Google. So if you were worried that you're going to have to make do with your Chromecast dongle for a little while longer, relax. It's coming soon. Facebook is ticked off with the DEA, that's the Drug Enforcement Agency in the United States, because they've been making fake accounts. And that's something that Facebook doesn't like. They don't like fake accounts on their site. They like fake people, but not fake accounts. Facebook has sent a letter asking the anti-drug agency to promise it will not create any more fake accounts and stomp all over the social media network's terms of service. They claim the DEA is threatening the integrity of its user base, and that's the whole point of Facebook's real identity policy. Facebook, come on, settle down. Your integrity went out the window years ago. We all know Apple stores have carried Bose products for quite some time. You know, headphones, accessories, these kind of things. But ever since Apple bought Beats, it's been getting a bit of fight with Bose. So how did Apple handle that problem? They kicked Bose out. Of course, a lot of this had to do with its noise cancellation lawsuit against Beats, which has been, by the way, settled out of court. But it seems the two were still not getting along whatsoever. So, since Apple owns Beats, Bose, you're gone. Meanwhile, Apple has continued to carry Sennheiser and other branded products in their stores. And not to help matters any, both companies have declined to talk about the issue. It's unclear whether Apple is going to be selling Bose products again in the future, but I would say don't hold your breath anytime soon. And finally, death. Yes, it's something we all must go through. I know, it's hard to accept sometimes. But then you think, what's going to happen to me when I die? Most of us, I don't care, I'm dead. Others are like, well, where am I going to be buried? Or are you going to cremate me or whatever? Well, here's one for you. Don't have your ashes scattered at sea. Have them scattered at space. One company is going to make your death wish come true. Mesoloff is the company that's going to do it, and they're even going to provide a GoPro video to immortalize the moment, even though you won't be around to see it. The ashes are attached to a weather balloon. It's sent to an altitude of 17 miles, where the ashes are released into the upper edges of the atmosphere. Is this starting to sound like your ideal send-off? Well, start saving up. Prices start at $2,800, and that's for their bare-bone package. I don't know if there's any pun intended there or not. And the full-fledged grand finale ceremony running you about $7,500. Woo, that's a lot of money. Proving yet again, it's expensive to die. If you got a story no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech and follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Now, we'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the latest news that happened from the past 24 hours. But until then, try to get past your Monday. And thank you, as always, for listening.